to come to me. And people gather around. They are all they can bring. Now. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio, and we're the music show on Sunday night. And we talk about politics, but only when it comes up, and the main thing we're about is playing music. And the main thing that we do is we invite people in to bring their records and play what they're listening to or what they think we ought to hear. This week, my guest is singer-songwriter Ben Lee. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm so excited to be here.
This is a cool list because one of the main, you know, fringe benefits of having this show is music that I learn about. And I think you have, I think you hold the record for bands and songs that I'm not familiar with at all. So this is the reason I do this is shows like this. You've been coming through. I live in Nashville most of the time. Yeah. We were talking about neither one of us really live anywhere that much, but you've come through there to work with Ben Folds. Ben was like about the sixth or seventh guest on this show, actually.
Yeah.
That, which is how I met him, was on the radio show. We lived in the same town, and we never see each other. He's been there for a while, too.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy, and he's probably been just my main sort of mentor, like someone as a musical... someone in music who's a bit older, who's been through a lot of things, he's just one of the few people that I feel like I really respect as an artist and as a guy, and he's been just working with him. We recorded in Nashville, and it's been, that's just been one of the highlights of my musical kind of adventure so far.
Yeah, he's a really fearless guy. I mean, I've always loved the records, and we never met until we did a series of shows in Nashville in my recording studio, and he came out and recorded one. I couldn't believe that it finally lined up. But there are people, you know, when you do this, you can, you know, the least likely, Emmylou Harris and I have been friends for 30 years, and I actually saw her in Nashville for the first time in 10 years, I think. I mean, most of the time I see her, it's at a festival somewhere. I'm more likely to see her in London than I am in Nashville, even though we both live there. There is one person on your list, however, that I do know, and this is, speaking of recording studios in Nashville, I'm very, very jealous because Gillian Welch and David Rawlings bought the recording studio that I most want to own in Nashville. It's called Woodland, and actually, Wrecking Ball was recorded there. A lot of great records have been recorded there. It's been there since the 70s, and you know, I worked in there on a couple of projects and on part of the Lucinda Williams record. Most of it was done in my studio, but we did some overdubs there. And Gillian makes amazing records, and David Rawlings is a world-class guitar player.
Yeah, I mean, I've never met either of them. I've never actually seen her play live, but I got given this record, Time the Revelator, by my friend Jason Schwartzman, who I play with, and this record just absolutely blew me away. It was like, it was just that kind of songwriting that it's that perfect mix of being complete, like, knowledgeable craftsmanship and still just total soul. Like, it's so revealing. Right. And so, yeah, it just blew me away. I just fell in love with her and that record.
This is Gillian Welch, Time the Revelator.
Darling,
Gillian Welch, David Rawlings, Time the Revelator. This is Steve Earle. You're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest is Ben Lee, and he brought that record in.
Indeed. I take full credit. Responsibility.
Yeah. They're great. And that's the way they perform. It's the two of them. And I think David is like, there's a handful of guitar players that you run across that really have that kind of left hand. I mean, you can talk about David Rawlings in the same breath as people like, you know, Norman Blake and Chet Atkins and Mark Knopfler, even as that level of guitar player, and you don't run into it very
often.
Well,
for me, like, coming out of like underground music and punk rock, like, the worst crime was to be sort of so technical to the point of being flashy, you know.
Right.
So I'm always impressed when I hear people that have those skills and ability, but they don't get show-offy about it.
It's,
you know,
about the left hand,
yeah,
not about the right hand. And that's, I mean, it's B.B. King plays one note, and you know it's B.B. King. This is Steve Earle. You're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest this week is Ben Lee, and let's get into the stuff that I haven't heard. Tell me about Crooked Fingers.
Crooked Fingers came out of from this guy Eric Bachman. He's the songwriter and singer, and he used to be in a band called Archers of Loaf, and that was like in the 90s, and then this new band, it's just one of those things that straight away compelled me, partly because it's so different to anything I do, and I've always loved, like, female artists and stuff that came out of a more sensitive sort of approach. And so when I heard Crooked Fingers, it just has this kind of macho swagger to it that I just loved. And it's, like, it's brutal and, and it's amazing. And this is actually from their last record, but they got a new record coming out called Dignity and Shame that's incredible.
That's a great title.
Oh, he's really a great songwriter. Yeah, it's really cool.
Cool. Crooked Fingers on Air America Radio.
Life been looking for some stars.
Crooked Fingers on Air America Radio. My guest is Ben Lee, and he brought the organ. Where are they from?
I know Eric now lives in Seattle. I think originally, though, he's from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Cool. That's it. Yeah. Chapel Hill's like in the early 80s, I played. We did what we called the I-40 circuit, which really wasn't a circuit. It was a straight line. I mean, bands that were playing original material based in Nashville. You went to Texas one trip, and you went to North Carolina and South Carolina the next trip.
Yeah.
And it's always been a great live music.
I think that's
town. Where
Folds started out, too. Yeah,
absolutely. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. And my guest this week is Ben Lee, and these are records that he brought in. And I'm learning a lot this week because I'm hearing a lot of bands I haven't heard before. Sleepy Jackson.
Sleepy Jackson are from the most isolated major city in the world, Perth.
Perth, yeah.
They're good friends of mine from Australia. And Luke, he's just one of those amazing, you know, early 20s genius freak music guys who is obsessed with being in the studio and hears harmonies in his head and wakes up with songs, and you know, they're kind of very romantic figures. So they put out this record last year called Lovers, and this is a song off it called Good Dancers, which is such a brilliant title for a track.
Thank you.
Sleepy Jackson on Air America Radio. Ben Lee brought that in to play. That's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, I really believe in that band. Like, I think, you know, once people get to hear them, they'll really dig it.
Absolutely. You know, it's tough for bands to get heard. I mean, I've had, you know, I spent a lot of years telling people, you know, about UMI here,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, because, you know, Tim's a really, really good friend of mine. Tim comes out and opens for me solo sometimes when I'm touring in Australia. And
yeah, I just bumped into him in Melbourne a couple weeks ago.
He's a great guy, and that was a great band that never quite broke in the States. You know, Janine Garofalo, who's also on Air America, she's a huge UMI
fan. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so when she was on the show, she was like kind of kicking herself because we talked about that, and then when she came in and brought a record, she forgot to bring those records.
Yeah, they're definitely, I mean, legendary Australian band.
Yeah, well, they're great. I mean, when you hear them, also, I stole one of my best, you know, shut up the heckler in the crowd lines from Tim.
If you're as big as your mouth, come back and see me after the show.
No, it's actually the one, it's like, I don't have any idea what you said, but you're not paying enough attention to your girlfriend, and I think she digs me.
<That's>
And
awesome.
It works every time.
That's awesome.
It shuts
mental note.
File that one away. Okay, this next band, Pony Up, we were talking about this earlier, is on your label.
Yeah, I started this little label called Ten Fingers Records just basically because I met this band who were so awesome, and they didn't have any records out. I was like, okay, I'll start a label.
So, yeah, you're a brave man. I have it's actually, E Squared only exists as an imprint now, but we ran it as a full-blown record label for a while, and it's a lot of work.
Well, I'm not trying to do it as like a full-time thing. It's just if I meet someone, it feels right. And like these guys, it felt so fateful that I thought I'll just do what I can to help them. And they're awesome. They're from Montreal, and they're just like five girls I would have been in love with at 16 years old. And
cool.
They rock.
Cool. This is Pony Up on Air America Radio.
Roller skating down the main, the laundromat will always change my thoughts. They remain the same. I'm so out of style. Here the floor won't give way, 'cause here with me you will stay. My roller skates won't make me fall. You are here to catch me. Here you kiss me and you mean it. Marlon Brando's laundromat. There's nothing you can't save me from. I can't save myself. To see the dryers
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest this week is singer-songwriter Ben Lee, who brought in a lot of cool stuff. I'm learning a lot this week.
Well, it's such a fun opportunity for me to not talk about myself.
Yeah, I know. I get to play other bands. That was the cool thing about this show. You know, when I started doing it, at first I thought they were crazy.
Yeah.
But it was Air America, and we were in the run-up to this debacle that we referred to as an election in this country, and I felt like it was that. I feel like Air America is important, and it just because it is commercial radio that has an attitude other than what you normally see in commercial radio, and you know, I thought there was a lot to prove, and I could help doing it. But when they said a music show, and we came up with the idea of just inviting people and letting them play their records, and it's been great. I've got a lot of really cool records out of the deal too. People send me stuff. You know, I got the new Kings of Leon, all kinds of cool stuff over here. This band, Iron and Wine, is another band that I haven't heard about.
Yeah, well, this guy, I forget his last name, is Sam something. I think he's a teacher in Florida, university teacher, and he made this record in his kitchen on a 4-track, and sent it off to Sub Pop, and they said they were going to put it out, and it's just beautiful record, and it's this song I love. It's off a record called "The Creek Drank the Cradle," which was his first record. And this song, "Up It Over the Mountain," is a song about mothers and sons, which is just such an awesome subject matter, you know, so potent and Freudian. So yeah, this is awesome, Iron and Wine.
Mother, I lost it.
till the morning. So may the sun rise, bring hope where it once was forgotten. Suns are like birds flying always over the mountain.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest has been Ben Lee. Say goodnight.
Good night.